For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. I pray you're doing great out there. Hope you're loving this teaching. And a couple announcements, as I said on Monday, for those of you who, you know, you mark your calendars, and we again had about 20 women take off work just for that daytime retreat. So I know women take off work. So our Christmas luncheon that we always have a blast, just a warm time, all denominations, will be December the 13th at Chateau Country Club in Kenner, 11:30 to 2, and you can mark that down. So, you know, upcoming events, December the 13th. And also, please remember, we are designating the month of November, which we're about to go into, as New Partner Month. We have many partners now, but we want to expand, and new partners allow us to expand and plan for the future. And if we have been a blessing to you, oh gosh, we would count it an honor if you would go to the website, find where our web designers have set up a partnership page, and you simply click on there. You know what, Anna, this is what I would love to give to the ministry. Man, you give it before the end of the year, and it's a, you know, it's a tax write-off. You know all that. But we've got some ideas that we just would love to start moving forward on, and I need to plan accordingly. So if we've been a blessing, man, you know, if you can give, we would love it. But we're getting through this teaching. I love stuff like this. Hope you do. With the Old Testament guy named Habakkuk. And he was, you know, frustrated, saying, God, I just need some answers. I need some answers. Why is this happening to my nation? And God spoke to him. And we see, and as I've been saying, he first and foremost withdrew. He says, I'll climb the watchtower. I'm going to see what God's going to say to me. Number two, he waited while he was there. I'll station myself. I'm going to wait. Takes time, doesn't it, my friend? God speaks to those people who are willing to wait on him. Number three, he then said, you know what? I'm going to watch. I'm going to look and see what God says. This is where I always say to someone, get your pen out. You mean business with God, God will mean business back. You get your paper in front of you and you say, God, left-hand side, this is my question. You start letting him download to you some visions, some dreams, some scriptures, some thoughts, some whys, some why nots, some maybe, Anna, you know, the just are going to live by faith. That's in Habakkuk. Not by sight, but he does answer. You'll see where he then writes. God says, come on, write down the vision I have for you. It's going to happen. This vision that I'm about to give you. And then you'll hear even tomorrow, in tomorrow's broadcast, I love this prayer that really became an anthem song out of Habakkuk at the end. He began to worship because he realized, wow, you're God and I'm not, and you do have an answer. At times, my friend, we can't see, wow, why did it happen that way? But if you give it time, you start seeing the dots connect. More tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.